I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Goshals.
Oh.
It's not just one thing after the other with you. I wish that Zoom would make a freaking sound when someone tried to enter, like a little knocking sound. It'd be cool, like a little cute tap, 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 tap. It's like, oh, someone tap, wants tap. In the room. I will let them in. Because meanwhile, it's silent. Skype makes way too many noises.
Yeah.
Like, they've really gone over. Like, Skype has like five times as much sound as it needs to, because every sound effect sounds like it's been distended and prolapsed. Like,
oh, yeah.
But Zoom is completely silent. It just sits there and it just expects you to know what's going on. It's just like a humming in the background. Like,
that's like for the school district. We use WebEx, and WebEx is nice. You hear like a little ding, like, oh, somebody came in. And then when somebody leaves, there's like one little sound. It's like, that's it.
I take a ping or a ding or a chink or a chank or a whop or whatever it would, whatever would get your attention.
Yeah.
Yes, I took a huge whop.
That's one of my favorite words. A wallop. I like that word. He took a wallop.
Yeah.
Under the undercut, to the chin.
We should bring back wallop. More people should be walloped, just in general, like physically and grammatically. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been said before, but the duel, like maybe even a non, there, we could have a virtual reality duel, but that has attached to it some sort of huge, great shame. Like, we need to bring back that to where, like, it would look dorky. Like, one guy would be, it would be like Speed Racer versus like the Cowardly Dog, because you get to choose your own avatar.
Okay.
So you'd be like the stupidest characters ever dueling for the most serious prizes. Like, it would be like, instead of going to war, we would choose our greatest competitor, which would be like a 12-year-old prepubescent kid who's like, okay, I'm gonna save the United States. And then they've got that version of a Chinese, I'm not even gonna attempt, just be too racist sounding.
Oh,
but
no.
Like a Chinese instead of going to war, we do the thing that like science fiction has said all the time, but now we use like the technology we have, virtual reality helmets, and whoever loses just loses, and then we get to
use technology and kids and virtual reality. Got it.
And then the shipments of giant bricks of cotton candy looking sustenance food can begin once again traveling on the hover cars between the international ocean highways.
Ooh, international ocean highways. That way I can drive
to Italy.
That's
what's up. We need a Roosevelt of the sea. The guy to put in the infra. That's my thing is we have skipped over hover cars, people. We have skipped over hover cars, and that is a crying, bawling shame. That is an ugly, crying shame. Like, okay, basically all you have to do is underclock a flying car, because I get it. You don't want people just flying all over the place. They're going to crash into each other, into birds. They're going to poop on stuff.
Yeah,
it's
all you got to do.
I would build like a pooping platform and be two drones attached via boards and a toilet, and I would just sit in the middle of those, and I would go around just, yep, all right, okay, lander boys, we're done here. That would be the presidential poop platform. My platform would be pooping.
Why always poop with you?
Because every day it happens several times, and you know, you write some notes down about it.
You're saying it should be more of a focus, not less of a focus.
I got my poop pad over here, and I'm writing down notes on it. I'm gonna make an app called Panotes. It's notes specifically for when you're on the toilet, because it's important to have those. Instead of flying around, don't go up. Just stop at like 2 feet. Make it so the cars only go 2 feet up, and then you're just off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so cool. I think that would be cool. Then you're just floating around. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of weather there is out. It could be snowing. It doesn't matter. You're off the ground. Screw it.
But do you have, I mean, like, when it hovers, like, does the air have to make, like, contact, not contact with the ground? And do the elements change what it hovers from?
I mean,
from?
You'd be blowing snow all over, probably. But the roads would eventually be cleared. Like, there would be no snow on the roads because every car is a snowblower. Like, you just be, like, as long as traffic is going, as the snow lands, it would just get the fuck out of the way. All the leaves.
Yeah, it would just go to, like, the person behind you, and who cares about them anyway?
Like, running into a puddle would be hilarious because it would go in all directions, like a dog shaking itself off on a bunch of pedestrians. Like, 20, instead of just one or two people, like, oh, it splashed all over me. It would be like a pipe bomb of water. An entire cafe would get taken out. Like, their evening would be ruined by one jackass in a hover car.
But then like, there's, like, another hover car behind him. Yeah.
No, but what about the early adopters, the people who are, like, cell phones but for hover cars? They're just splashing the fuck out of people like they're hated. People are like, get him! He's in a hover car! Tear his skin off! Like, they would hate them. They would hate those people.
His name is Jason.
Yeah. Hey, God. Oh, did you get splashed? I'm sorry. I'm just gonna put this thing into second gear and get out of here. I'll get out of here.
Hover gear.
Super splash.
Oh, no.
Yeah, then you could just transition to water seamlessly. And at any point, the funniest part would be, like, if you just flip the switch that says, like, hover to fly, you just take off like a crazy boomerang. Just all of a sudden bounce up into the air all crazy. Like, people are like, oh, my gosh. He hit the switch.
I feel like this is, like, a peek into, like, the way that you thought, like, when you were a kid. Like, when you were silently playing with your toys, like, making, like...
I don't feel like that stopped. I mean, I was thinking when I was a kid. Seems to be how I'm still thinking. So you,
I
you
know,
could,
but it's
I guess
it's like,
I get your meaning.
And then, like, the people crash, and you... It's just cute.
Yeah, kids, they're dumb. Pretty dumb. I agree.
You said it.
I mean, you know. You're surrounded by them. Mm-hmm. And then when they get toward Wyatt's age, it doesn't get much better.
No, he still leaves. Like, he'll eat and leave, like, the chair open when all you do is push the chair in. And he'll, like, leave his water glass. He'll leave whatever trash or, like, food droppings. Oh, and then just, like, gets
I remember
up.
Being a total dumb piece of shit. That's my thing is, like, I remember, like, last time I tried to do anything, no offense with your kids, I was like, oh, man, God, kids are just terrible at doing stuff.
No,
like,
it's completely offended.
Because they get distracted.
You're not wrong.
Well, they get distracted, and they're all, like, hormonal and stuff, and their brains are all... And they don't, like, have experience, so they don't really know about, like... except for a select few that are, like, weird, but, like, they figure it out early. But then most... For, like, 98% of kids, myself included, just, like... You just don't have enough experience to know what caring is, and so you don't. And so you're bad at it. And, like, it shows. When I try to get them in on a project or, like, complete a task, it's like, oh, no, they just bailed on that big time. They got distracted by texts... Or the sun, there was a bee came by. I'm not quite sure. A lady walked around outside somewhere and they're, something. It just doesn't take much.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I can't defend them.
You don't need
they
to.
Don't deserve it.
By the time they're 25, if it hasn't cleared, then you should be worried. But yeah, they're allowed to be complete idiots now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just the lack of mindfulness is what we call it around here. And you're just like, well... To be fair, Kinsley has always been mindful. Again, I can't necessarily equate it or not equate it to gender, but the fact that she's been very... Okay. But she's been mindful
directly.
Since she was little. She's just always been that way. And then...
It's like having a bowl in a china shop and being like, man, I wish that we could determine what the problem is with this china shop, why we're doing such terrible business right now, but we can't judge... And we're not going to single anybody out today. Anybody? It's like, all right, just leave Hank alone. He'll wear. We're sure he'll
Hank,
wear himself
Hank
out.
The bull.
The bull is named Hank now.
That's adorable.
Seems like a pretty appropriate name.
It does.
For, like, wouldn't? Don't you think most bulls are named Hank? It's like the John of bull.
You can name him Hank Toms.
I don't get it.
The listeners will get it. Yeah.
No, I got it. It wasn't that good, so it
took
me a
second. No, it wasn't. But you still didn't get it, so
it's like,
how dumb are you?
It's like if you bought an IKEA piece of furniture, and it was missing some instructions and some pieces, and eventually you got it together, and then when you got it together, you're like, we'll put it in the corner, I guess.
It wasn't that good.
I thought this was something else. No, that's not bad. Hank's Tom.
Hank Toms.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hank Toms. He's the meanest guy in Hollywood.
Such a douche, that guy. This bull, this side of Texas.
He's got a Southern accent and a patois of light racism.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it's nice. Overt, but mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it does just come right on out, but it's always at least in the background.
It's always at least sometimes there.
Mm-hmm. Nary a sentence goes by without something offensive coming out of Hank Tom's giant bristly mustache.
See, the more you say it, the funnier it does get for me.
Yeah, that joke is a grower, not a shower. You gotta work with it.
Okay, well, we're done here. Just kidding. So a lot has been going on this weekend. Well,
like
this
what?
Past week.
Like
so
any, I haven't heard anything.
Oh, Jace, our parents have COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the local, in the local news, the most local news ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the Emory Tribune.
I was going to say, the most local and personal to us.
Yeah, well, interestingly, though, in an anecdotal sense, that is actually the national news in places like Indiana.
The cases are spiking.
The rural areas.
I think we really got that one nailed down, yeah.
Yeah, totally. The rural.
I think we can fool a couple dumb dogs.
Oh, for sure. I bet they would
you thought
like,
I was talking
along.
To you.
Yeah. You said what I said, but it didn't mean anything. Well, it didn't mean what you thought. It meant English stuff. Gotcha. No, the people in the rural areas are starting to, the outbreaks are starting to reach there because that's how population density works.
Is
you dipholes. Apparently.
Because some
apparently
people didn't know. They didn't
foiled
know.
By science again. Ah!
No!
Oh, drat! Damn you! You scientists!
If I meet you in an alley, boy, are you gonna get a wallop.
I will use your science against you, and I will thump you. I will thrash you. Wallop. never mind.
Yeah, so the cases really just aren't good. The thing that I think is the most frustrating is that our parents were actually careful. Like, actually careful. And they wore masks everywhere. And
I'm pretty sure Dad got COVID from listening to conservative radio too much. I think that can happen now.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh, like, Medal of Honor, my ass. Mm-hmm.
Chicks on the right, just all like, oh God, it's a nonstop feed. It's like Chinese water torture. It's like the China virus of your ears.
It is true. So you can catch it through your ears too. So
pretty
it's probably
sure
how you got it.
If you can get cancer from windmills, which is a fact, you can get a viral infection through the radio. It's like, have you seen the movie The Ring? Okay, that's based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to see that girl in The Ring, like, trying to figure out DVD or like, infiltrating the internet and getting, like, getting a virus or something. Like, there could be a comedy series that is, like, someone should follow around episodically that girl from The Ring. I feel like there's a
like
character
like, what she's
there.
Like when she's not like that?
Yeah, like, how she's setting up. Like, because, you know, she didn't just, like, they show in the movie, she's practicing how to interact with imagery and tell stories, and she's practicing with storytelling early on by creating those lithograms, or I forget what they're called, where you use negatives and you create sort of collage paintings using photo exposures. She's doing that
I mean,
in the
really
beginning.
There really is an artistry to it, yeah.
There sure is. I would like to, you know, see some of her progression. I'd like to, you know, get to know her portfolio a little
Follow
bit better.
Her
it's all
work.
About... It's all about the supernatural, horrific death, but you know there's a true artist behind that. There's a tortured artist.
And I think you bring up a good point there. I think it is about the interest of the methodology, and just kind of following the artist in their scape. You know,
there's no shame in exploring technique. You know, it's not all about the art. Some of it's just about teaching the practical, hands-on. You know. Nuts and bolts of supernatural.
Yeah, like
image
I don't want to do it or see it or experience it, but hey, good for her.
Maybe there's people out there who do, you know.
No, we don't.
And what? And what? It's not like she's going to live for. Oh, she does live forever. All right. Well, you know, that's moot. It's beside the point. You know, it would be nice if she could share the gift. It's a little bit selfish, I would say. It's being a little bit selfish.
You really trailed off. Anyway, Dad got COVID in a courtroom. He was the only one wearing a mask in Southern Indiana. He drove 2 hours, was there for 15 minutes, drove 2 hours home just in time to catch the virus. Then he doesn't know it. He thinks it's just the sniffles. Mom gets it. She swears to me. She's like, I don't know. There's always a chance that I didn't get it. Mom, you're with him for like 5 days. You have it. And you have a head cold. Oh, my gosh. So then Dad goes to the hospital. Then he comes home. Everybody thinks he's fine. No, all of a sudden, he's not fine. So he goes back to the hospital, which is where he has been for a very long time.
Years on the Trump scale.
Mom said yesterday they weaned him off of 5 liters of oxygen to 3 liters of oxygen.
Nice.
So that's progress. He hates not being in control. He hates that everybody has to take care of him. He hates they can't do what he wants. And I'm like, Dad, this is a humbling experience. And you will leave this very grateful. And I still can't believe that Mom, like, because you couldn't go to the house, like, Mom, not realizing that she actually did have COVID because her test didn't come back yet, moved his, like, mattress, his bed, everything, all the way downstairs to set up the downstairs room for Dad by herself. She's like, yeah, I'm a little tired. I was like, Mom, you have COVID. Well, you don't know I have COVID. And then the test comes back. She's like, yeah, I guess I did do all that on COVID. Oh. Yes, Mom. Mother.
I got 2 negatives under my belt, not to brag, but, you know,
son.
Pretty big deal. I'm a negative person. And for
but
once,
to clarify, the only reason, the only way that you were exposed was because you went to go help Mom get Dad to the ambulance the first
Don't
time.
Tell anybody that. If it gets out about, then my rep as being negative will be affected. You want me to test positive? Is that what you're trying to do here?
Mm-hmm.
Knock it off.
Is that what anybody wants here?
You people, don't you be wanting that. That's not appropriate.
Oh my gosh, it was so cute though. Like, I'm making sure I talk to Dad like every morning and every night.
Oh yeah, I need to
call.
But
there was one.
I have, but it's been like a day.
Yeah, I talk to him every day. But I talk to Mom every day too. I want to hear their voice and I want to know like how they sound and like.
You don't talk to me every day.
Why would I?
I don't know. I can't
think
of a reason, really. Well, not yet, but like.
See, the problem is, if I call you, we're going to end up talking about something funny, and then I'm just going to have regret that we didn't record it. So sometimes I
have to call. Yeah, we just put a little record the call on your phone thing, and then we could have like there could be like little 10-minute interstitial Zibcast episodes where it's like, oh yeah, they talked about cheese and COVID. All right, that's enough.
Perfect. Is there a record when you are on
it's
the phone?
It's just on right by size.
Is there? Can you do that? Can you record? Like,
Dad use it. It's a little, you have to like, but there are apps you download. It's like for lawyers and people who want to, and lend a trip, people like that. But yeah, it's like tape a call. There's a whole bunch. You just like go into the app and you do what they say and start calls. And yeah, you can record y'all calls.
Is that new? It's not new.
You can make your own prank phone call. CD. Compact.
Well, I think it was cute because one of Dad's favorite things, he can't wait to get back and have his cats cuddle with him. I mean, I swear you were just like him. Like, he's so excited to see his cats. And then Mom was, like, describing how Nova, the fat floof, gets the zoomies. Yeah. And it is so funny to picture that him just zooming around and Dad calls him the fat flash.
It's something about it. Must be so. I think it's a disposition. Both it's the tenacity for eating and the tenacity for speed that cats have.
For speed, you can't separate the two.
Because Bjork is exactly the same way. Like he's the fattest. He's the biggest cat, but he does these sprints like he's showing off. Like he'll just he'll just move quickly just to be like, you see that? You see how quick I just moved?
Yeah.
You can't even keep up. And I don't think I could. I don't think any of the other cats could. He's not even just showing off. Like, he's legit. He's got the skills to pay the bills.
Wow. That's one way to know
I wish
you
would pay
some
bills around here, actually.
Actually, we're going to talk later. Then Mom sends me a video of Lady Violet with her little black legs, but the white paws, reaching under the door and, like, pulling Mom's clothes when she's in the bathroom. Like, just like,
Well, that's cute. I've never seen anything like that. It's just hatred and violence.
No, Lady Violence is quite the character.
She's in berserker mode whenever I'm around. It's like she just did some snuff and she's like, come at me, I'm ready to die.
Oh, she totally did snuff. Oh, yeah. Anytime she senses anybody, she's like, this is how I'm going to survive this.
Get it! Get a piece! Yeah!
She hears your music but doesn't care for it.
Yeah, no, that's probably the main thing. It's actually it's a political thing. She's it's a music taste, and in general, she just doesn't agree with our politics. That's probably it. We had to ask everyone, like, are you liberal? Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, she just really hates liberals. She violently hates liberals and Democrats. Yeah. That's all it is.
Dad trained her. Oh no. Anthony said the other day, he goes, if we're going to call liberals libs, can't we just call conservative cons?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
With the shoe fits.
We'll do that now. Thank you.
She said, that's a great point. Would you like to be president?
President?
Next. Seems like you got some good ideas there, kid. And you're not like 85 years old, so it's a good starting
Anthony
point.
Does have good ideas. There's some stuff he wants, because apparently Wyatt's like mildly TikTok famous now or whatever. So he has like 25,000 followers or something stupid. And so I'm like, we should do this for your next video. I know. One of his videos got like 850,000 views or something.
That's so many.
Well, I don't know that many.
I was going to say something disparaging.
What?
Huh?
Well, I've got videos of Bobby that I put on Everett's where I can put it in a bun. I got my edge back. Like, that was a good video. I really think it should have gotten more attention.
Feels like you need to be there or not. Like, what is the new you'd have to see it. That's it. That's the new you'd have to be there, because no one is places anymore. You just have to look at stuff now.
No one is places.
It's like, you didn't have to be there. I wasn't even there, but you did have to see it.
But you can't, like, you can't even be at places. So don't go to places.
Well, you're not supposed to. Stop being at places.
Just watch all the places with your eyes. It's like,
you had to be there, and boy, I wish I was.
Boy,
howdy. I wish I was there at that place where was there.
You know, they're like, in Colorado, they're like closing like parks because of fires or something. You know, if they'd only swept their floors.
Yeah, get the rakes.
They could have avoided all this.
Well, if only we had a president who would supply the proper rakes in the proper amplitude.
No, you know what you need to do. I'm not doing it. You guys are Democrat-run states. I'm not going to send you nothing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the elephant in the room is that, well, it's amazing. Like, so, breaking news, broken news.
Broken. Did you just make that up? That's funny.
Yeah, no, it's like when news is broken. It's been for a while, and now you just like, there's actually,
well, we would tell you more about it, but someone's already swept it up and put it in the waste bin, so we'll just give you the Cliff Notes.
You can do the sound like someone's like removing the wires, like, it's broken news.
Yep, we broke it. It was heavily broken.
We didn't break it. That troll of a someone that thinks is a human broke it. All of it.
Well, and the media broke the news about President-elect Biden. But yeah, no, the news is broken by him, and then it was broken by people who are claimed to be broken. They're broken people.
Well, I think the collective feeling now for the people that has brains that work still, because you can have a brain, but it doesn't has to work. Anyway.
You can also have rabies.
You can. You can have that if you want it.
And so a brain. You can have rabies and a brain in concert.
You can have both.
And that is problematic.
It's cocktail for disaster. But yeah, I think we all exhaled. You really don't realize uptight your shoulders were for 4 years.
Yeah, we had there was a big exhale, and now there's like that thing where at the bottom of the exhale, you're like nervous to breathe in again, because now you're looking around, and you're like,
I know, you're like all sensitive to light.
Because they are still, they have yet to concede defeat, and they're actually like all the entire apparatus of the Republican Party and all of their followers and cult are all still in it's not over mode. They're still, the media doesn't call, like, they're making up all this new bullshit again. For how it's not really over, and every single every time Trump contests in court, it gets slapped down embarrassingly and laughed out of court.
Oh my gosh! Can I say my favorite thing?
No. Okay, fine.
Four Seasons Landscape.
Oh gosh, that
it's
was just a
just
gift.
Glorious. It was.
That
like
was
the
just
gift
a present.
That we all needed. That's my Christmas gift. So
it was.
I'm good.
That was great. Like, and that was after the announcement, like we all had that sigh of, like maybe that was a little nice little chuckle at the bottom of our breath. It's like, ah.
But the fact that it's in between a crematorium and a dildo shop, like
Oh my gosh.
I mean, isn't and it just that looks literally so just shitty. What this presidency was?
And just the fact, like how they got there too, they booked the Four Seasons, quote unquote, and they're so inept. Not only did someone call Four Seasons Landscaping, a guy answered Four Seasons, or like somebody was like Four Seasons, and
yeah,
like,
it's Philadelphia.
I would
so
like to. It's like, oh, you want a book? Oh, that's all. And they like it was. You have to believe it was a totally confused interaction that they didn't pick up on, and they didn't scout the location. Like completely stupid.
What?
Like,
you mean it was symbolic of the level of ineptitude?
Yeah,
what?
It really was. And then the result too, and the embarrassment, and the cover up, and the obfuscation, and the denial, and the fact that
just
The cherry is the guy that they said one of the reasons they called the conference, the guy who was allegedly a Republican pollster, or I think they even said he was a Democratic pollster, who saw malfeasance and he wanted to report it. Turns out he's just a sex offender. He's just a registered sex offender.
It's just that guy. So, the things.
Like you are right. It's like every single note was hit. Like the marimba of Trumpism was just struck evenly. Every single note. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
It made me feel like I was like in that culture, inside the marimba, and just like reverberating joy. Yeah.
It was like a little like a Disney, like Trump land. Like if you went to Disney, like they should actually do that. Have like an insanity Trump land where you go there and backwards is forwards and up is down and everything. Mm-hmm. And you would have like an animatronic display of the child sex predator giving a speech at this shabby background, and then you see like dildos like dancing around the background and stuff. It would all be very like it's a small world type of deal, and it would be glorious, and I would attend for once. You would see a lot of 30 something stoners at Disneyland just wandering Trump land and just be like, ha, ha, ha.
Oh my gosh, that, you know, speaking of all of that, I bet Four Seasons Landscaping will now be like a tourist stop destination for like anybody who hates Trump. Like you could literally be like, yes, this is where it happened. This is so great.
They should hold on. They should erect a giant dildo statue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, because you know, it'd be celebrating the local businesses and history.
But with very, very classy manscaping.
Very tasteful manscaping and vascularity. I don't know if that's a word, but you get what I mean.
It's just so wonder. It's a delight.
It'll be his presidential statue. Call it a statue. Statue. Bless you. it would literally say, here is our 44th and a half president, Tronald J. Dump.
Yeah. And Stephen Colbert said he's not going to say his name anymore. He's just using a bunch of nicknames that you know who it is, but like we don't have to like say his name.
No,
he's
that's typically what I would do. Bitch Tits McGee or dumbass
McGee. Oh, yeah, Bitch McConnell.
Hair.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Bitch McConnell. McConnell
what
is
really
a,
was he's... with his hands, though. Like, can somebody actually explain that to me?
He's got black death hands. He needs to. What's up with his last name? He needs to chill out on the double letters. He's got three twin letters in there, and I don't know what that's all about. And the hands. You add that with the hands and all the twin letters.
I bet
his name.
That's like the call of the devil or something, like 666 kind of a thing. And he's like,
you're probably
actually,
right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nope. That's like a little. If you say Mitch McConnell's name three times, and there's three sets of twos. Three sets of three twos, which is 666.
We did it. We cracked the devil's code. It's McConnell. We knew it the whole time, but now it's definitely him.
Yeah.
That's him, and then Lindsey Graham, and then Tucker Carlson.
Mm. Yeah, the trifecta.
The trifecta of devils.
The trifucked us. McConnell... They're all out there, like McConnell's doing.
The president should be allowed to explore any avenues.
He says, the guy who loses a boxing match can be like, I actually won, and he's allowed to do that. But
hey,
he looks
I'm
like
allowed
a
to say
fucking
that
idiot.
I did. You're allowed to make yourself look more stupid.
This is just gonna like the one danger that I heard the pundits on Pod Save America say that is a concern is this is an unprecedented strategy, and it's possible that Trump just plans to litigate fruitlessly up until the end of the year and as long as he can to create. So, because basically at this point, because technically there's contention, and because Republicans are all breaking the well-established norm that you concede power when it's obvious that you've lost.
Yeah.
There's no, they're not allowing the apparatus of the administration to transfer over into Biden. So Biden is not being given the controls he needs to start becoming president, which is just a couple months away. So it's time to start doing that. And their standoffishness of the Republicans is making that impossible, and it's going to get worse. And if they keep on, quote unquote, legally proceeding in this way of just obstructing, it's going to get worse and worse. And this isn't a time when we need leadership. We need transparency. We need cooperation. We need forward progress and healing. And the Republicans are going hard opposite direction. Like even like as usual, they when you want them to zig, they zag, and they're zagging as hard as they can. Like it's just there's nothing to lose now, because if they lose, they've lost it all.
I just think they're a bunch of heckin' whiny ass babies. And
that's number one for one. Like to start there. Whiny little bitch babies.
Oh, bitch babies. Yeah, there was something one of our cousins posted the other day that I think perfectly sums up. I have so many screenshots of celebration from that day. Oh, so many. Okay, here we go. Here's the thing. Most of us younger, quote unquote, Democrats aren't really Democrats. We aren't anything. We desperately want progressive change and don't agree with old politics. We attached ourselves to the Democratic Party because out of the two parties, it's the closest to our ideals. We have tried creating third parties. It just doesn't work. This country is so two-party obsessed that we decided reforming the Democratic Party was the best thing to do. So when all of you older Democrats get mad because we won't vote for your shitty-ass candidates, understand that we aren't really Democrats. We aren't party loyalists. We are loyal to ourselves and to our communities, not some corrupt party.
Yeah, and to that end, and to that end, the Republican Party tries to do the same thing, but even worse, every time we choose a leader of any sort, they turn that leader into our Trump. They're like, oh, like they turned Hillary into it. They're like, oh, you all worship it. It's like Hillary lost to Trump. So how popular could she have been?
Right.
So you
she
can't
was
keep
quite
telling
polarizing.
Us. Yeah, you can't tell us that we have, like, everyone keeps saying there's no Trump. There's no such thing as a Trump on the left side. There's a lot of bad policies and mistakes and misguided people, but that's
there's some people that
sort
try real hard.
Yeah, and too hard, and then there are people who have ill intentions on the left as well. So, but we don't. There is no monolith to ineptitude that is a Trump on the left, because in general it is a network of opinions.
Well, let's hope that this is a one of like.
Yeah.
What's his name? De Niro was like, what I'm worried about? He's like, not in my generation, but for the next generation is who Trump inspired, and that somebody's going to come up and be like him, but smarter and actually try to get something going. He's like, that's
it's
what we need to be aware of.
It's hard to like imagine, like, I don't disagree, but it is difficult to imagine the mind that would be deranged enough to take his place and savvy enough to fix his mistakes. Like,
right,
that's
right.
That,
they can't
that's some kind
that
of weird,
far.
Like Freddy Krueger of like I don't know.
Freddy
hopefully,
Krueger.
Like my
An
thinking is
serial
my
killer, yeah,
with horrible burn marks, but that he's president and his hands are nice.
You know what? I like that he's not a politician.
You know, sure, he terrorizes people and murders them in their sleep, but I like his ideas about trade.
And
quite
he
frankly.
Said he's anti-abortion and he's a Christian, so.
He said he was a Christian, so I believe him, because it's not like
I mean,
someone who's not a Christian
church,
could lie.
Even though the other guy goes to church regularly. You don't have to. Like,
the guy who doesn't go to church is probably more religious than the guy who does, in my reckoning. That's what I think. That's what
well,
I'm thinking.
Well, yeah, for the religious side of it, where people are overly religious and not clinging to God's word, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody said...
I was
going to
say...
Oh.
What?
I just had another one. Somebody said, obviously, this is from the election 4 years ago, but Christians have been warning about the Antichrist for 2,000 years. So when he finally shows up, they voted for him?
Yeah.
Whoops.
Kind of weird. He's a wolf. He's a wolf in wolf's clothing, like shabby, oversized wolf's clothing.
Yeah. Like literally just like the same clothing, though.
Like he's like a wolf who put on a crazy cartoon wolf costume for Halloween.
And he's like, but I'm Christian.
It's like, yeah. And then the wolf said, yeah, I'm a Christian. While all this wolfy scandalous stuff is happening, there's like a little, he says he's Christian. So, all right, you know, despite
I'll take a man's word, not his actions. Wait, what? That's not what we teach. We don't teach that to our kids. Okay.
What? I am of the opinion that we have everything we need in the modern Democrat Party. Now, I know that that's viewed as a radical idea because, ironically, you know, the extremes look radical from the center. Well, you know how the center looks from the extremes? Also radical. Same fucking distance. So our politics are pretty radicalized right now, pretty conservatively radicalized, especially because of the they had been for a while. But especially with the current occupant of the White House, he's a temporary resident. He's made more extreme the extreme. So what looks extreme right now from where our stupid politics are dumb at is actually the middle, which is what we see as the left. So if you actually take the modern Democrat Party, because it is divided into two or three factions that are more conservative and more liberal, then you just turn, now instead of having a blue and red party, we have a purpley blue and a greeny blue party. Basically, you have a purple party and a green party. How much sense does that make? You've got your purple party that is the new conservatives because they're still kind of red, but now there's a bunch of blue mix because there's no denying we have to start agreeing on a way of moving forward together.
Then we
can
have
concert.
Purple elephants and green donkeys.
Yes, and then so the Green Party is, we just absorb the Green Party into the Green-Blue Party, and it just becomes the Green Party, which is now the modern Democrat Party, and the Republican Party is the Purple Party. And that makes a lot of sense to me ideologically, and we're set up for it. Like, all the politics are set up. If we could just start agreeing that, yes, climate change is real, yes, there needs to be a guaranteed way, we need to get a living wage, we need health care for people, because you shouldn't have to wait until you're dying to get health care and then be financially ruined by it. It's just ridiculous. Like, all these things, we need to agree. You shouldn't make money off of prisons, you shouldn't make shitloads of money off of health care. These are things that we need to agree on and then figure out the best way to go about them, because let's say
with this huge like mounting debt and all these things, like maybe they can't subsidize farms anymore because now we've made such terrible like breaking of agreements with China. So guess who buys most of our farming goods? They'll be like, we don't want your farming goods. Like, y'all are crazy. We'll make our own, which they can do. So they stop buying ours. So we stop subsidizing farmers. So now farmers don't have the subsidies that they've been having. That's socialism. Anyway, so they're not getting their subsidies any longer. So now they're struggling. Don't you think that they might be wanting, like, hey, we need health care. Oh, now you need it? Like, the other people couldn't get it, but now you need it? So let's just run through these hypotheticals. Like, health care for all is wonderful because you one day may not have the comforts that you have right now. And so the fact that you can't even think past yourself to realize what people are asking for is completely normal. And then you might need it one day.
Yeah, well, let's use our current scenario and hope that they learn something from where we are, which is an exact microcosm of exactly that, which is COVID. We just had for several months people in the rural areas saying, not understanding the severity and just downplaying the issue because it hits the population dense areas first, because that's how viruses work. It's easily transmitted. And so
it works its way out places on the coast.
And then when it works its way out to the extremities, all of a sudden these people are like, oh yeah, COVID, it's real. Oh yeah. Okay. It's like, this is life. This is every single issue is that you don't believe it until it happens to you. Why not just listen to people and the right people who aren't trying, like, remember the whole thing? They're saying that climate scientists are all just in it for the money. Just the same way that COVID doctors are in it for the money.
Right.
What do you, show me the money. What are you talking about?
Well, don't you think it's funny, too, that, like, they're following politicians that are in it for the money, and they'll sell out anybody, including their own earth, to do it? I just want the money now, and I don't care what happens. I don't care my impact or whatsoever. Like, you honestly cannot reach
Donald Trump,
a separate level of selfishness. You just can't.
Donald Trump, who is only in it for himself and the money, told all of his cult that doctors risking their lives and their futures and their careers.
Yeah.
Are trying to steal from them and trying to scam America. Like, that's what was said and believed.
Meanwhile, we know that they actually are, and all of the people, like, it literally is sad. It is. It's sad how obvious it is that he's like, yes, we're doing this over here, but look over there. And then you get people who are like, aren't even close to making $400,000, which is the beginning of the taxes for Joe Biden's plan. Like, you're worried about that?
Consider the idea, the whole notion that these folks have all been sold, that taxes, I mean, as our system currently is, which, to be fair, Republicans have made it this way because they make sure that government doesn't work to prove that government doesn't work. So they kind of perpetuate their own beliefs that way. And so government is quite inefficient right now. And it's understandable
that
people are upset.
Isn't that the only way they're right then? That's like the only way they're right.
Oh, they could, yeah, by making themselves right. But so people, it's understandable that people are frustrated with taxes and being taxed in the way they're being spent. But when you do get things in line where taxes are being appropriated properly, you actually save money paying a little more in taxes and not paying piecemeal to private companies who inflate all the costs so they can profit. Everything is, if you're profiting off it, it means you're inflating the costs. So if you're buying insurance here for your house, if you're buying health insurance here, if you're doing all these things privately, then you're paying way more than you would have in taxes anyway, theoretically. That's how it's supposed to work.
Right.
So
the
idea of raising taxes does not necessarily mean you're paying more money. It's supposed to mean you're paying less, theoretically.
Right. But try explaining that.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't. Like, they've all been dog whistled to raising taxes as soon as you say that.
Literally, they can't.
It's like the same thing with guns. If you say guns, like, well, you're taking them all away. You're going to come into my house, punch my wife, and take my guns. It's like, wow, okay.
Oh.
It's like,
There's literally a commercial here that the
Republicans
will
kick your wife and take your guns, sir.
Yeah, sir. Please get it correct. You're insane.
How dare you? We're in a COVID. I'm not going to come into physical contact skin to skin with your wife. I'm going to use my boot, kick her in the ass, and then take your guns.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, there was an ad for, like, Barbara Bollier or whatever, and the actual ad was, we just need better screening processes for gun owners. And they're like, see, they're trying to screen, make sure you're... It's like, that's actually better. Like, all these school shootings and people with mental health problems and things like that, that the fact that they can just so easily get a gun, it's like, no one's trying to take your guns! Oh my gosh.
My thing is, like at this point, aren't there enough guns, like, forever of America? Like, how are people still buying guns? How are guns still being made and bought? Like,
it's easy
where do they go?
When, like, you fuel the fear, so they just go buy more.
No, but I mean, you have, like, 20 guns. Like, everyone's got, like, 20 guns. I guess you go from having 20 to 50, because I'm just like, enough guns, and then when you die, your guns are just sitting there, and someone else gets them, and then they've got all the guns, like... I guess it's like porn. It's like people keep making porn. It's like, I don't know why we need to keep making porn or guns.
But it really does. I mean, truthfully, like, if it comes down to it, if things don't go your way, that is your first solution is guns. And people are showing us that, yes, they're shooting them out of, like, small disagreements. And now, like, yeah, you took my parking spot. Bam. It's like, that is not how, what?
Well, people
really,
are
what are you
agitated?
Gonna do? Yeah, like, oh. That was a microaggression.
They're medicated. They're agitated. They're medicated. They're verbalated. They're perpetrated.
They're titillated.
They've been titillated. it's a weird go-to. It's a brainwashing. It's actually, if you think about it, it's kind of like the berserkers or even the kamikaze pilots. Like, basically, these insane warriors of lore, they're all drug-fueled. It's not like there's some, like... Not like they prayed a bunch, like maybe some of them, but for the most part, they just do a bunch of drugs, and that's why you get these insane, like, heroic behaviors, like, defiance of death and all that. Like, I think that's what we're seeing here on a grand scale. I would be curious to see what the Venn diagram overlap is of medicated mental disorders and Trumpism. There's probably very little linings on the side where it doesn't overlap, because I think in order to be for Trump at this point, you've got to have some different agents
so
moving around in your head.
So they're unmedicated or they are over-medicated?
They are medicated.
Oh. See, I think some are just under-medicated, and so
well, that, maybe
it's really
that too,
easy
but
to have fear.
I don't know. I think that the issue, I think that you could say that. You probably got the outliers, but think about this. You want to go conspiracy theory. What if the pharmaceutical industry for decades has actually been engineering this kind of thought pattern? What if the drugs they've been feeding people actually do more than alter your mood? They alter your outlook. They alter, like, not even just altering, but they actually systemically change in a certain way. Like, and it may not be like vote for Trump, but it could be like this drug, if you take it for 5 years, makes you permanently, like, I took Accutane when I was in high school and it fixed my acne. But as some people, it changed their mood, and the idea is that it actually does permanently change your chemistry. So this is nothing new. There have been, just for
right.
the purpose of making money off teen acne, someone figured out how to alter your oil production so that you don't have acne anymore ever the way that you might have anyway. So, yeah, I would not be surprised if there was some giant conspiracy where this was engineered. People who are on the right drugs kind of gravitate toward certain ideologies. It could be, it's feasible, it's far-fetched, but feasible. And that's my theory, is that a lot of people who are maybe not in such a grand scheme, but I would expect that they're just on the right combination of medication that makes you see dragons where there aren't any, and just the right orange dragons. Ah, I will follow the orange dragon.
Orange dragon, I've been
It will
programmed.
Take me to the hidden valley where I will swim in the rancher lake.
I will make sure to pay homage to the orange dragon.
I had about 2 weeks a little bit ago where I was just getting at salads for some reason. And then
salads
it stopped.
Salads really I mean, I think they just hit different, and they're just so nice. And you can really
sometimes
just mix it up quite a bit, especially when you get that, like, real, real good ranch, like the real, real, like the homemade style or the handmade style from the restaurants.
You know what I like to do? I like to brew up a big batch of sweetie. I like to make up a salad.
Salad.
With some ranch. And then I like to pour that whole salad into the sweet tea, stir it on up, and just drink the salad.
I don't think you do that, Jason.
Drink it in.
Don't do that.
But drinking in the salad. Hold on. I got to take a sip of my salad.
I got a pecan in there.
Isn't ranch really, really bad for you?
No, not on keto.
What the hell does that mean?
They're healthy fats. Everybody's been brainwashed to think
of
the whole
well, that's what
food
I thought.
Pyramid.
See, that's what I thought. Because
yes!
Because the you go online, because I always heard ranch is just going to destroy your body
and
make you hit your family and cause you to go on a high speed pursuit from
Hold
police.
Hold on, I do
and
need to double check that. I'm going to go make sure I did hit Anthony.
It was health.com.
It
was health.com. I'm pretty sure I saw that. They had actually a picture of OJ's Bronco, just as a reference. They were theorizing that OJ was on ranch at the time.
Oh no.
Yeah, so that's like the connection. It was just like automatically aggregated, but you know, it's relevant. Yeah, but that was my thinking, and that's what made me like salads a bunch, because ranch is delicious. It's very good. And so I was eating salads, and then I read online, I was like, what is that whole thing about ranch being and I looked it up, and they're like, did you know that a serving of ranch contains as many calories as a chocolate chip cookie? And I was like, oh no, I dumped that shit on my salads. I must be eating like 40 cookies to every salad.
Oh no, I've got all these cookies
in
my salad.
Jeez, I might as well be crumbling cookies into my salad.
I'm the cookie monster. here's the thing. No. The combination is, when you are a sugar burner versus a fat burner, obviously, like in the keto system. So if you're consuming a more than adequate or larger amount of fats coupled with a lot of carbs and more than your body needs, then that's where you can get some like arterial, like you can get inflammation, you can get stuff like that. But
I was hoping you would say that's the sweet spot, because I think that's where I am. Fuck.
But yeah, no, we, well, our family, as you know, we have the same genetics. That's what family means. Blood. Anyway, our bodies respond very heavily to carbs, like quickly and rapidly to carbs. So that's been the only thing, like, I've done Weight Watchers. I've done all this stuff, and it was easier when I was younger. Weight Watchers worked, but you know, sometimes you were still hungry or sometimes this or whatever. But then as I've gotten older and had 4 kids now, it's not as easy for my body to process the carbs.
You know.
So the carb literally hit me so much quicker and so much faster. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had like one carb yesterday.
Bro,
what the hell? But if
bro,
I switch,
looking hella swole.
Yeah, not swole in the right way. So anyway. When I switched over to keto, that's the only thing that actually finally like triggered my body. And it's not like I'm not eating carbs.
Triggered.
I'm just not eating as many carbs, and that's fine. Like you find like your sweet spot of carbs, and then you turn into a fat burner. It's like literally, if you have fat, your liver, if you get into ketosis, can create its own glucose. You don't have to have sugars and carbs and all this stuff.
But they're so delicious.
Thing. Well, no, you can still have some carbs. And some people, especially people who train a lot, can have even more carbs. That's the whole thing, is like tailoring it to find out what carbs work for you, like taking your glucose. So let's say you're going to have your carbs based on your glucose spikes. And when you have XYZ, you just have it at a certain time of day. That's it. Like I do intermittent fasting. It's so much easier. I don't have to eat near as often. And I still get to eat stuff that's so freaking delicious. Like,
yeah.
Don't tell you.
I've been accidentally intermittent fasting my whole, like, accidental fasting is what I've been doing my whole life. AIF. I've been AFing
accidental
myself.
Accidental intermittental.
Intermittental. Fastulation. it comes from hours and hours of being, I'm sure that other artists can relate when you get, it's the reason that Soylent was created, the actual product, the beverage and whatnot, because coders would get so focused on coding that they wouldn't want to bother with eating and surviving and sustaining themselves. It's just, ugh, what a hassle. I'm trying to crack this code here, and I'm just sitting here. I got to, like, not die. Make it go away. And then they invented this Soylent supplement that's just everything the body needs to get along, and that's it. So, yeah, you get distracted working focused on something long hours for many days in a row. Fasting happens on its own pretty organically in that case. So I've been doing that my whole life.
Yeah. Well, it's true. Yeah. I mean, as long as you're getting like your basic nutrients and things like that. But the nice thing is once you really kick it into gear, once you really get into that, like the fats, like the eggs and things like that.
Oh, some butter. Just put butter all over.
Yes. That's what you do. You let it bake in, like all that stuff. And then, you know, you're getting your nutrients. They've even got these perfectly curated, like, keto shakes where if you're not sure if you're getting all your nutrients, put some almond milk in with the mixture. You've got your nutrients. You know you're good. I mean, literally, if you start eating at, like, noon and you stop at, like, 8, it's just amazing to me how your body takes over. And it's like, oh, okay, I guess I won't look for the sugar. I'll just burn fat. Wonderful.
You'll just wake up with more of a six-pack, buddy.
That's crazy sometimes. And then once you get into like ketosis and then you use like, I forget how often, I have a book that I was reading about. Then you have like a carb backloading day where you carb and then you just drop after that. I mean, it's just crazy all the different pathways that you can do to get into it. And I would say I know it works because I've been doing it. And the only reason I'm not at my like perfect goal weight right now is because pandemics and wine. Like the pandemics make me want to drink wine. And so like if I just cut wine out for like 3 or 4 days, it's like, oh, that's better.
Yeah, same thing with me and vodka, which is similar to wine.
Vodka
and that
is
it gets
actually on keto though, so.
Yeah, well, not if you drink a lot of it.
Well, if you drink a lot of it And you're eating your regular carbs, and that's just carbs on top of other carbs. But
well, I don't think I'm eating my regular. I actually don't eat many. These days, I'm doing pretty good. I'm making all of my own food, and it is usually like a taco salad.
That doesn't mean carbs. Listen, if you're eating your meatball subs and your pizza and your lasagna, like just like two slices of bread, I think are like 20 carbs. I usually keep myself. Now I'm female, but I usually keep myself within like 20 to 30 carbs for the whole day.
Yeah. So, think you're better than me? Who says that I eat more than that? I'm saying.
Oh my God, you're such a girl.
I will have like, I had some hash browns were my carbs. Today for breakfast, I had eggs with cheddar. I'm good at making eggs now. I've figured out how to make eggs. I got some eggs, like five slices of bacon and a bunch of hash browns with butter all over them. For breakfast today.
Yeah, it was almost there. And then the hash browns, which you can have some. You just like later, you just have like less.
Fucking shitload because it's so good.
I know. Anthony found these like rounded edge rectangle hash browns that you buy and bake.
Yeah. I could do that too. I got the loose kind. I'm just doing the loose hash browns to make a little hash brown patty.
These are just, he shouldn't have gotten them. Yeah. I ate two. I had to.
Send some over. Send them on over. I'll have some of those. Well,
I mean, I was celebrating, though, because, as you know, but our listeners don't know, that my gymnastics team won state.
Biden was elected.
Awesome. Sorry. The crazy thing is.
Yeah, no, that must have been a crazy weekend for you, yeah.
It was. No. So we're in the middle of the team warm-up at the beginning, right? And we're on floor. And we're in the middle of, we're in Newton, Kansas. For the championship, right? At the Newton High School. Well, Newton is in the middle of a spike because they don't wear masks and, you know, we're basically, it's bleeding red, if you will. Yeah. And so I see the news. I just randomly happen to check my phone while the girls are warming up and I see the news and I can't believe it. So I'm running around showing the girls. Our whole team erupts in like cheers. Nobody knows what we're cheering about, but we lose it. So like that was like, it was just perfect. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then obviously the meet goes incredible. We had all five routines on beam for free state, no fall.
Wait, so they learned of the news before the meet?
Yes.
Well, and then you guys owe Biden a little bit, probably.
We do.
You're like,
we do. Oh my gosh. It was just fuel. I was like, I go, we have a female vice president. Like we're doing dances. Like we are so freaking excited.
The fact that you were, like, if you were the only ones stoked and cheering about it before, it's like almost like, you know, divine inspiration.
It really was a moment. I 100% believe that was a moment. I don't normally have my phone on me, but I just happened to, and I just checked my phone randomly. You know what I mean? I'm just like, it was sensational. And then everything just snowballed. Like, it literally was a ripple effect from there. Yeah. And then, I mean, Free State won as a team. My top girl won for Free State, won all around beam and bars. My top girl at LHS won vault and floor. And then one of my girls won second on vault, fourth on beam, fourth all around. Like we just took like most of the medals and we just won. And now I have a state championship that no one ever can take away from me or my athletes. And dad had a high school state championship in 1971 with his North Central men's team. So now I'm literally following dad's footsteps while my dad is in the hospital. And it was the best thing ever to call him afterwards and get to tell him that I did it.
Oh. Man, if I had feelings, they would be
touched
right now.
They would probably be mediocre. No, it was amazing. I was just smiling. And then I woke up Sunday morning, beaming, smiling, happy. Like you can't take away the joy of the feeling of change, earned successes, like just all, it was just joyous.
And then by Sunday night, you were still smiling. And at that point you were frightened and terrified. It's like, I can't, somebody help me.
I can't. Yeah. And then the Chiefs won. And then,
so voluntary at this point. Oh God.
Okay.
I'm being a hostage. I'm not happy anymore.
My teeth are very dry.
Someone just spritz my teeth with some water, please. Just spit in my mouth. It's fine.
Yeah. So it was a good weekend. And there's a lot of hope. And here's the thing that I think is
nowhere
great.
To go but down from here.
Mm-hmm. You guessed it. But
Top of the mountain.
Sliding down. The thing that makes me feel like it can be different this time is that all the other times that people said and promised change for society, they backslid. Like, they made everybody comfy again. And I think about exposing, like Trump exposing this nerve and this vein and making it so raw, is that people are like, we're not fucking going back there. And this is where we fight for people's rights, for everyone. This is where we all come back. Like that, having something that extreme really has pushed people to realize, oh, it can get bad. It was bad. And literally people died. Like a lot of people. Like not just that, yeah. Not just hate crimes, not just, you know, things like that, but the COVID deaths and just the lack of compassion. Like the fact that we get to have two dogs back in the White House. There should always be a dog in the White House. Major and Champ. Are you kidding me?
To be fair.
And one of them is a rescue dog. First rescue dog to live in the White House. You want to talk about a blow up.
There was a dog in the White House during the Trump presidency.
And it was the president.
The president.
It was the president.
It was.
It was him.
The dude. The douchebaggery is coming from inside the White House.
Who knew? I just want to go to jail. That would be the best Christmas present ever.
Oh, yeah. That would. Yeah. My theory is that, refusal to accept results and therefore making the transition difficult on purpose aside, that Biden, that all of the national agencies are just so desperate for leadership and structure and organization meaning that once they get in touch with the Biden campaign and start to function again, I think, basically, as long as Trump doesn't get too much in his way, Biden will essentially become the president well ahead of inauguration, because Trump is now, other than having his lawyers autopilot cases for him in court, I don't see him doing much other than tweeting even more somehow, if that's physically possible, and golfing and just not doing anything, because imagine how sullen he is right now. He's probably just so dejected, just like, screw you all. Like, he probably wants us all to die, because he's just... Because we don't like him.
More people to die, but like more.
Yeah. Because he's already doing an effective job of that. But yeah.
Well, and then you have the fact that like literally he was golfing. He golfed, came back, and then went back out and golfed because he's useful. Anyway, he's probably just trying to get all the fun out while he can, because he's totally going to Weinstein. Like, bye, girl, bye.
Well, his fundraising now, he's still holding rallies and he's still sending out fundraising emails and fundraising. And it even says in the emails that 60% of the funds raised are going toward paying down his debts and like reimbursing things and stuff. It's not even for any reelection. It's just pay my legal fees for me, dipshits.
And dipshits. And Joe Biden's wife is a doctor. We get to have a doctor first lady, and then we get to have a second gentleman. It's just all so beautiful. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, the shift that's about to happen. And then, again, I would like to... I would still like for someone to actually literally go through the whole White House with a woods light, like a Exploring Neverland video, opening doors and stuff, and everything's all blue and speckled with bright yellow and green and stuff, and it just looks like a magical horror haunted house that's just terrible.
Terrifying.
I do want to. I actually imagine that there's like biohazard and gum all over the White House. Like, there's just like, gum stuck underneath stuff, and like just the most trashy. These are just the trashiest people imaginable. I know, they just have money, but they're white trash.
The Times UK, I just sent you the picture of their comic of Biden walking into the White House, but it's so true. Like, the reversal that's about to happen and the cleanup that has to be made. It's just
mind-boggling. Basically, it's going to be a frat house in there. It's going to be gross. Like, there's like the bathroom is not going to be clean. There's going to be like soap scum and pubes and stuff. It's going to be gross.
I just can't believe like after he was sick and everybody got sick and just like exposing everybody in the house that have to be there for their jobs. It's just.
People have died. Herman Cain died. There are
everyone
people is sick.
Just
like
died.
A bunch
Did you
of,
see
bunch
that Ben
of,
Carson has it? Ben Carson's COVID.
Yeah,
positive.
I was gonna say a new batch of people have it, close to the president, because they're all just still ignoring it. We're at record-setting cases every day. Like, it's and we're rounding the corner. Trump said 2 weeks
ago.
We're
rounding the corner.
And now that a vaccine has been announced that it'll be that it's like
90% effective
in late stages. Yeah, and it'll be available maybe in the spring, possibly. Trump has like, see, after the election they announced it just like I said to hurt me. It's like,
my God.
Jesus Christ, would you just sit down?
Like,
so someone ball gag this dude.
Oh, for real. Well, and the side effects are only for the demographic that they use are people that, so if you have the possibility for side effects, it wasn't treated on you. So good luck. Good luck with that vaccine. Your heart all right? All right. It won't be. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, how many more people stand to lose their lives or their livelihoods between now and when the vaccine's ready while Republicans plan to do nothing? Like, do we really, why is there any question who should be president? The guy who will do something? Or the guy who will do nothing. Holy crap.
You can't do more nothing.
Yeah. Already Biden is
like
more
the deficit.
Biden's already done more. He said, we need to wear masks and I'm going to work towards creating a national strategy. Like, that's already 1,000% more than Trump has literally
back
done.
Back into WHO and taking everything seriously. Like, yes. And here's the thing. Yeah. If this wasn't our optimal candidate, it was just the better candidate for the world and the country. I mean, other countries are celebrating our win. It's kind of a very big deal. But now we have a better framework to say, okay, we got Biden for 4 years and we can do better for the next four. We really can. Let's get somebody younger. Let's get somebody who has similar ideas, but not old politics. Like, we can do
Biden's it. Biden's realistic. He's not doing this for himself. He's literally just trying
to wrestle
the reins back from the insanity. And he's even said, I'm a one-term president.
Yeah.
It's probably Buttigieg is next, would be my guess.
Oh, Buttigieg.
Yeah, I mean,
let's
I don't
go,
see what.
Judge, let's go.
Seems like a natural transition to me. Like, Biden will start to steer things that direction, and then Buttigieg. You could have Buttigieg Sanders would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, you could have Buttigieg Sanders or Buttigieg AOC.
Yeah, either one. I think that, yeah, you've already got the gay covered with the president, so you can go willy-nilly. You can go wherever you want. Maybe ethnic would be good, yes. But other than that. Whatever. Get the Rock.
All right, we done? This is terrible.
Buttigieg Johnson. Buttigieg Johnson. That sounds great. Buttigieg Johnson. Because it's the Rock, and it's because people are trying to get the Rock to be become a politician.
Oh my gosh, he so
yeah.
should.
It would
he
be
so
awesome.
Should.
So
because you have a team. Well, realistically, you have a team of people that you trust that make the decisions. And
the Rock would be such a good figurehead. He'd be a uniter. Everybody loves The Rock. He would just be non-political. He'd just be like,
everybody literally
like, I'm not
does.
Democrat or Republican. I'm The Rock. So vote for me and be like, yes.
Who wants to mess with, no one would mess with that president. No. Ever.
I don't think that.
You want to talk about looking real mean and tough.
Yeah. If it was just Buttigieg showing up to like Pakistan or Saudi Arabia or something, but with The Rock standing behind him, it's like, okay, we got to take this seriously.
No, like actually though.
No, we need to get The Rock involved
so
in the at least
cool.
the administration. He should be like,
come on,
in the cabinet. See if we can fit Rock in a cabinet.
What are you gonna do? Make another movie? You're gonna make another movie. You're gonna make another tequila. Like, just come on.
Yeah. Why don't you make a difference for once in the future? That's it.
Yep, Jason called you out.
Yeah,
you heard it here first.
Take that. I cast the first stone at The Rock.
At The Rock.
How do you like it?
The Little Rock.
Huh? How about you? Mm-hmm.
Here's one of your offspring. A rock back
just kind of like, ding, right off of his shoulder. He's like, that's kind of what I expected. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Probably should have gotten something bigger.
Challenge still remains. Goodbye.
We'll see you later. 3, 2, 1. Yes.